There were three gates in the north part of the Azara. One of them was called Shah Nitzot. There were two walls jutting out from either side of that gate. There was an aliyah, an upper floor, built on top of those two walls. The Kohanim would guard that shah milmalan up on top inside the aliyah, while the Levim guarded that shah down on the bottom. The Kohanim were more cautious, and therefore they guarded on top. And there was an entrance from that aliyah into the chayil. The chayil is a space on the Har Habayit that's outside the Chumash HaZorah. Outside the Azara, that area is called the Chayil. And this aliyah did not have an entrance into the Azara. Instead, it had an entrance that led out to the Chayil. There were steps leading down from that entrance into the Chayil. Sheini Lo Shar Korba. The second entrance to the Azara on the north side was called Shar Korba, as through that Shar they brought in the Korbanot that were cut and that were Nikrav on the northern part of the Azara. Shlishi Lo Beis Hamoked. The third entrance was called Beis Hamoked, as inside that entrance there was a bayit in which bonfires were lit in order to warm up the Kohanim that were chilled when they walked barefoot on the Ritzbas HaAzara. And the Kohanim could not wear shoes while they walked on the Azara, so therefore they got chilled and they would come warm up in the Beis Hamoked, in which there were bonfires lit all the time. There were four lishkos in the Beis Hamoked, four different rooms inside this Beis Hamoked, as we just mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that through one of the northern gates he entered the Beis Hamoked, in which there were bonfires lit, in which the Kohanim warmed up by those bonfires. And besides that room in which there were bonfires, there were four small rooms in the four corners of the Beis Hamoked. Kitonios Suchas Latraklin, just like there are small rooms that are open to a Traklin, which is a gigantic room that are found in palaces, so too over here there were small rooms that opened up into a big room. Shtayim B'Kodesh U'Shtayim B'Chol. Two of these small rooms were B'Kodesh, were inside the Azara, while two of these small rooms were B'Chol, were outside the Azara. The Rashi Tispus and Mabdilin Ben Kodesh L'Chol. There were beams sticking out from either side of the Beis Hamoked in order to mark the place that divided between the Kodesh and the Chol, so you should know whether you're inside the Azara or outside the Azara. What were these four small rooms in the Beis Hamoked used for? Rabbi Grimes, he also lishka Taloi Korba. The southwest lishka was the lishka in which the tlon that were used for the korban tamid were held there. There were always six slots that would be used for the korban of tamid. Grimes Mizrachis, he also lishka oisei lechem apanim. The southeast lishka was the lishka in which they prepared the lechem apanim that was put on the shulchan inside the hechel. Mizrachit Svaneh, the northeast Lishka, above Gunzu Beit Hashmonaiyot Avnei HaMizbeach, the Shaksum Machay Yavan. And that Lishka, the Bnei Hashmonai, put away the stones from the Mizbeach in which the Machay Yavan were Meshakit them in the times of the Hashmonai. The Machay Yavan took stones from the Mizbeach and were Machay on those stones for Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the Bnei Hashmonai did no longer want to use these stones for the Mizbeach, and they put them away in that Lishka, and they brought new stones to rebuild the Mizbeach. Vaynis my rub is Bayardin, the Beis HaTfilah. The Lishka, the northwest part of the Beis HaMoked, from that Lishka, the Kohanim would go down to the Beis HaTfilah, to where the mikveh is. A coin that saw carry and became tameh, and a coin that saw carry cannot enter the Azar. So therefore, he has to exit through this Lishka, and this Lishka leads to a tunnel that goes underneath the Azar to the place where the mikveh is. As a tunnel underneath the Azar does not have Kedushas HaAzar, so even though he saw carry, he can go through that tunnel, and that tunnel would lead him to the mikvah. He would be tovah on that mikvah, and he still needs hair of shemesh. He still needs to wait until nightfall before he becomes completely tar. So therefore, he has to exit through that tunnel and out of the Azara until nightfall.